Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy, recording at 10:08 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is December 14th. Today was marked by declines right across equity markets and indeed in commodity markets. U.S. Treasuries today rallied by over a full point. They're up to 144. They've been finding support in the region of 140 for much of the last month to 6 weeks. Eurobonds were stronger today by a full point and a quarter. They're back up to 137.86. That's been quite a rebound. UK gilts have also been a bit steadier in here over the last couple of weeks. In the equity market, starting out in Asia, the Shanghai A-share broke below its October lows yesterday. It extended the decline today. At least part of the reason for that is because there are concerns that the economy is slowing and that the property market has been pulling back, and that the Chinese authorities view this as all going according to plan because they want property prices to come lower. What they don't want is a hard landing. The stock market is reflecting a heightened degree of anxiety. That makes the prospect of targeted easing measures that bit more likely. That will be almost certainly aimed at the consumer, whether that's in the form of more social housing, lower taxes, or some other measure. We can certainly anticipate that the reserve requirements are going to be lowered for the banking sector again, probably by the end of the year and probably again in the new year. So China also was one of the countries that implemented the most tightening over the last couple of years. That means that it has the most capacity to ease in a slowing economic environment where inflation is moderating. More on that in a moment. Elsewhere in Asia, it was reasonably quiet today, although most markets had a downward bias. In Europe today, the majority of markets were in negative territory. The CAC was probably the weakest in France. It was down over 3%. The FTSE was down 2.25%. The DAX was down 1.7%. But what we are now seeing is that the majority of markets, having rallied really rather well from the end of November into the first week of December, are now unwinding that short-term overbought condition. And they do look likely to go back and retest their October and November lows. Wall Street today, the Dow Jones was down over 1%, just over 1%. Same with the S&P. The NASDAQ Composite was down 1.5%. The TSX was down 1.8%. The Mexican index, having posted a large outside day yesterday, was down by 1.25%. Mexico has probably been one of the better performing stock markets globally in a comparatively steady currency so far. It had broken its progression of higher reaction lows and it's been consolidating above the 200-day moving average. But these were big downward dynamics in the last couple of days. It will need to find support now in the region of the MA if the medium-term uptrend is going to be to continue to be given the benefit of the doubt. Brazil was also weaker today by almost 1.5%. Now, while stock markets have had a good rally from the end of November, that would suggest that they do have a bit of a cushion. They can pull back and retest their November and October lows, whereas the commodity complex didn't really rally particularly convincingly in November, and we're seeing that a number of commodities are pushing lower. Now, perhaps the most important of those is oil. It was weaker today by over $5. West Texas Intermediate was above $100 earlier today. It closed out the day at 94.82. Now, that was at least in part because OPEC have raised their production quota by about 30 million barrels a day. Now, that reflects the overproduction that they've already been doing. But it does suggest that there is potential for any country that wants to produce more that they're probably going to do that. The oil market is pivotal here. Oil prices have been too firm for too long. West Texas Intermediate had a very good rally over the course of November. It went from about $80 to $100. It was a bit overbought in the very short term. It now appears to be pulling back. Brent crude has posted a progression of lower rally highs for nearly 6 months. It's still above the $100 level. It will need to sustain a move below $100 before it really starts to have a positive medium-term impact on the global economy. But the global economy is weakening. The Eurozone is in... I'm sure that there are some of the countries are in recession, and there are a number of others are flirting with recession. The Citigroup Economic Surprise Index has rallied right back up to the upper side of its range. It would suggest that the economic surprises that we've had in the USA have been going on for a while. That we're probably due a couple of negative surprises, given the rather anxious environment that is prevalent in the global economy, and you have these concerns with China. When one looks at the CCI index, it formed a medium-term top. It broke below the 200-day moving average. It encountered resistance in the region of the MA, and now it's moved to a new reaction low in here today. This is a developing downtrend. Commodity prices appear to be in a reset mode. That means that inflationary pressures are going to moderate, particularly for those markets where food and raw materials make up a rather large part of the CPI, particularly in Asia and Latin America. So the Chinese and the Indians have been particularly focused on combating inflation. Those inflationary pressures are already moderating. They're also the countries that have the greatest capacity to ease. So we can anticipate that China and India are going to be lowering interest rates in the not too distant future. That could act as a positive catalyst for the respective stock markets. But at present, we're seeing that there is a certain amount of global deleveraging going on. Today was a pretty negative day for gold. Gold fell today by $54. That was about $10 off the low at one point. In other words, it was down over $60. It also pulled back below the 200-day moving average, and it hasn't done that in almost 2 years. So it really does need to rally from here. It's oversold in the very short term. Since at least 2003, a mantra at Fuller Money has been don't pay up for commodities. Gold in particular is getting back to an interesting level. Platinum was down by nearly $70 today. It's below the $1,500 level. It's coming back to test its reaction lows in the region of $1,400. It's also oversold in the short term. Silver was down by over $2 today, and palladium was down 44. The industrial metal complex was all weak. The copper price was down by 16 cents. It's back below the $3.50 level. Aluminium probably hit a new reaction low in here today, and the agricultural commodities were all a bit weaker in here. Corn, which has at least paused in the region of the lower side of a year-long range, was weaker today by over 13 cents, and it really does need a convincing upward dynamic to really indicate that demand is returning to dominance in this region. So the commodity complex is under pressure in here, and that's medium-term good news for the global economy. The stock markets are at least unwinding short-term overbought conditions. When one looks at some of the better-performing shares, and we've highlighted a number of those in the last couple of weeks, but taking one example, for example, McDonald's, which is a dividend aristocrat and a true global player, that share had rallied almost up to $100, which is a big psychological level. It's overbought in the very short term. The potential for a pullback and consolidation has really increased quite considerably. But it can do that. It can pull back, find support in the region of the 200-day moving average, and still remain within the confines of a consistent medium-term uptrend, where there's a progression of higher reaction lows, where it finds support in the region of the 200-day moving average, and where it has been posting one minor reaction above another. And those are the main consistency characteristics. So some of the leading shares, some of those that are leveraged to the growth of the global consumer and are likely to benefit most from the greatest urbanization in history, are due a bit of a pullback. but still remain in broadly consistent patterns. Where the problems are primarily focused, which is in Europe, then you have some of the least consistent chart patterns. The solutions that were proposed by the various European governments last week have been found wanting, whereas a fiscal compact can be viewed as a positive over the medium term. It doesn't do a lot for the problems that are in the European banking sector, which desperately needs additional capital and needs to be recapitalized. And it doesn't do much for the debt burdens that are being that are out there on the periphery. So the European crisis continues to rumble on. Greek government bonds, the 10-year yield is at 35%. The 2-year yield is at 150%. So that would suggest that the ECB is no longer buying Greek bonds. The question now is not whether Greece is going to default, but when. Various governments around the world, and particularly in Europe, going to stop giving it the money that it needs? So we are approaching a something of an end game in here. It looks increasingly likely that at least one of the countries in Europe is going to have to leave, or there's going to have to be some form of major sacrifice on the behalf of creditor nations to support those countries. And at present, that doesn't appear likely. What we do need to see is the ECB stepping in and printing money, buying up bonds and backstopping the sovereign debt markets in Europe. They haven't done that just yet. If they do that, then that will help to reinstill confidence in the markets. But we're waiting. And as long as we have this uncertainty, then volatility remains a prevalent factor in markets generally. We've had a good rally, now we're getting another pullback. There is at least a partial rhythm to all of this. Provided we see that the November and October lows hold for stock markets, then that will remain relatively positive. But this type of volatile action is debilitating for crowd sentiment, and that certainly has to be taken account of, and more to the point, we can't take it for granted. Because if we continue with this volatility without any real certainty beginning to develop, then that doesn't encourage new money into the market. And what we're seeing a lot of at the moment is a great deal of speculation into short-term trading. But it doesn't encourage investors to get back into the market. As long as you have this economic and policy uncertainty, that would suggest that we can't call the all clear for stock markets generally. Even though we've had some good rallies, we've also had some very big declines, and we've seen that some markets have posted higher reaction lows, and some of the better performing shares are above their 200-day moving average. They are all at risk of an additional pullback if this situation continues to deteriorate. Leadership tells us where, in a worst case scenario, the leadership currently tells us what shares are going to be those that recover first. So we're seeing that a large number of multinational companies have posted new all-time highs in the last few months. And they are some of the better performing shares right now. They're in a, even in a worst case scenario, those are the shares that are likely to recover first. So they really are the bellwethers for the global economy in here. US treasuries have firmed. Gold has pulled back. That would suggest that gold has been the subject of some additional selling in here, rather than safe haven buying, which has been the prevalent pattern in periods of uncertainty previously. Now, part of the reason for that could be because the investment demand for gold has grown to such an extent that it has become more susceptible to the volatility that has been prevalent. There's been a lot of talk about central banks leasing gold, which is basically lending it out, and that is creating additional supply in the market. There is the additional fact that gold's commonality with the commodity complex has increased quite considerably. So rather than considering it part of the risk assets generally, one, there may be part of the overhang from the MF Global bankruptcy could be also affecting gold. So there are a number of potential reasons why gold has pulled back in here. What we do need to see now is that it starts to find support in the region of the 200-day moving average, and that would require an upward dynamic. In the absence of a dynamic, then this market is oversold, but it could become increasingly more oversold. The first upward dynamic is likely to be at least a short-term and potentially a medium-term buying opportunity, but we haven't seen it just yet. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.